So many people are not being prepared because they think they are supposed to be elevated. It is a trap. I'm going to give you my own ministry example. One of my spiritual sons came to me and he said, "Papa, I've been in this ministry for a long time. I'm supposed to be given a big role. That's entitlement. Elevation does not come to people who just feel entitlement. Comes to those who are prepared." It isn't just because I'm a prophet that I should just be okay. You should ask people who were together last night. What time I slept last night and what was I doing? I had 2 hours of prayer for this service. Preparation. Am I talking to you? It is called what? It's called what? Preparation. Now imagine we have somebody who just say, "I want God to use me." No. It's not an entitlement. It's not because you think, "Oh, I am born again, then things are supposed to happen." That's entitlement. Because I've been praying around. No. Entitlement is a setup of the enemy. Come out of entitlement. There are people right now who are crying, "Why am I not being promoted? Why am I not being considered? I am supposed to be like this. I'm supposed." That is entitlement. It is a demonic spirit. It's a setup. It makes you fail to prepare. You begin to feel you are entitled. It's supposed to happen in that way. It doesn't happen in that way. All you need is to prepare. Somebody say with me, preparation. Entitlement is a demonic setup for destruction. And again, entitlement is a demonic setup for being in the same level. Imagine having King Saul and all the people of Israel. They're in a tent waiting. They're looking at Goliath. No, we are God's people. God will fight for us. That's entitlement. David said no. He said to the king, he said, "I am going to kill that one." He said, "How will you do it?" He said, "I am prepared. I met lions before. I met bears before. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" The man did not approach Goliath before preparation. Some of you, what you are facing, they are Goliaths. You are not prepared and you want to face your Goliath. I promise you, he will cut your head. And you're wondering, hey, you, the more you confess, the more you're moving, nothing is changing. Because that is entitlement. You need a moment, sir, where you can meet your lions first. You can meet your bears. People can fight you left and right. And you can still stand before your next level of elevation. I am here to declare, the Lord says, "I am preparing you. I am preparing you," says the Lord. Karuskiapaha. Somebody, look what your neighbor said, preparation. Say, come out of this spirit, neighbor. of entitlement. Feeling like, you know what, it's supposed just to happen. And then the devil will be whispering in your mind. You see other people, you see? Hey, you're supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be there. Okay. Now, be taken and be put there. Will you stay there? Promotion before preparation is a setup for destruction. Never be happy when you are lifted before you are prepared. It's a setup. You will see how you fall. Raise up your right hand and say, Lord, prepare me. Come on, say that again. Say, Lord, prepare me. And again, say again, Lord, I declare I enter into the preparation. Say it again, Lord, I declare I enter into the preparation. Now, there are three facets or three phases of entitlement. Number one, the victim of mentality. How does this operate? I have suffered enough. God owes me. Ever heard people who say, the more I pray, I feel like the more I suffer? Victims of entitlement. They feel like God is supposed to do something over them. My friend, you need to start preparing now. Can I go ahead? Yes. Number one, God does not owe you. Number two, on the same face of entitlement, the comparison trap. The God promoted, so why not me? Comparison. Hey, so-so was considered. So-so, even that one. And then you begin to look at your friends at school. All my friends at school, they're all doing well. All my friends I used to have. Preparation is not a punishment. It is an alignment. When you are being prepared, there are things you cannot do, and there are things you're supposed to do. When one knows I'm being prepared for something great, you change your habits. Prophecy is an indicator that you are supposed to be prepared. If I give him a prophecy that you will be a rich man, what God is trying to do, it is to make this man start preparing his mindset. How can one become rich? Okay, if I have money, how would I behave? Would I be humble? How would I invest? Prophecy is not, it's not magic. It is an awareness for alignment. When David was told he would be a king, it was not for him just to be feel nice, I'll be a king. No. But it was for him to change his lifestyle. One, He had to look for a friend. And he found a friend from the palace. Somebody say preparation. Number two, he received an offer to work in the palace. He accepted because he wanted to learn how the kingdom runs. Say preparation. Now imagine you have a prophecy that you'll be a millionaire and you are not even studying anything that can make you become one. I gave a prophecy to, I was speaking to my pastors yesterday. I gave a prophecy to a woman. I said, you will marry a very good man. I said, the next year, I see you dancing. But that lady, when she left here, she did not start preparing for the good man. All her friends, she never changed. All her friends were slay queens. The following year, a man from Zimbabwe, who is a lecturer in the UK, a very good man, he came to Zimbabwe and he saw this lady and he told her, I want to marry you. They started a relationship. In 2 months, the woman came here. Papa, you gave me a prophecy, I'll find a good man. A very good man came to me. But just last week, he says he's leaving me. I said, why? Papa, people are complicating me. People went to him and he said, the woman you want to marry, do you know her friends? All her friends are slave queens. But Papa, me, I'm not like them all. They're just complicating me. She lost a good man because of her affiliations. There was prophecy, but she did not prepare even what type of friends she was supposed to have. When time came, promotion and elevation failed because of her affiliation. She did not prepare for the elevation. The man married another person in the society. As I'm talking, that person is now in the UK. And the lady came and said, Papa, I'm heartbroken. It's not heartbreak. It is failing to prepare. Preparation deals with your character. She came here with a comparison. Hey, why are you comparing yourself when you did not prepare for the elevation? There are people God is supposed to take them far, but they are trapped with entitlement. They think they are supposed to become what they think they should become. Number three, the face of entitlement that I want to speak to you as we are about to enter another year. Are you still here or your home? The shortcut seeker. I don't have time to prepare. Oh Lord, just bless me. Look what your neighbor say, neighbor. There is no shortcut. Preparation is important. When time came for a miracle to happen, Jesus said, yeah. Woman, it's not yet my time. I am still preparing. Are you getting it? Jesus said what? It's not It's not. Why? He didn't want a shortcut. Am I talking to somebody right here? Tell your neighbor, be very careful with this trap. There are so many people right now who they don't even care about preparation. All they want is elevation. Lord, it's my time. It's my time. Shut up. All these years you have been passing through, God has been trying to give you a time to prepare. But you are not preparing. No wonder years are coming and years are going, and your life is still like that. Because God is saying, there is a message behind this. You can't just be in the same position. There is a message from above. I am waiting for your preparation. I am waiting for your preparation. I am waiting for your preparation. Tell your neighbor, prepare. Somebody say entitlement. And the dangerous part of entitlement, it blinds you. You start focusing on what others are living like, instead of what God is developing inside of you. Tell your neighbor, if you are entitled, you will be focusing what others, you'll be focusing what others are becoming. I said, tell your neighbor, not me. Say, neighbor, if you feel entitled, you will not be prepared. You will be focusing what others are doing, what others are becoming, instead of you focusing on what God is developing within you. And what happens eventually? The spirit of bitterness. The spirit of bitterness kills preparation. You are now feeling a nobody. When you look at other people, they are more powerful. And as I'm speaking now, all you are doing is comparison. All what you are doing is looking for shortcuts. You don't want to prepare. All you want right now is, I want God to lift me up. When the prophet Ibn Angel gave me a prophecy, when he told me that God will use you, you're going to have big branches everywhere else. He gave me that prophecy in 2011, January. Immediately, I began to study leadership. What is leadership? Now, imagine I have got a daughter in the church. She has a prophecy. You have a great branch of ECG. Now, all she's doing is speaking in tongues and waiting for a shortcut, the church, boom, just grow. It's a setup for distraction. You have a prophecy that you'll be rich. Now imagine God has opened the door, boom. You have millions of money. It won't take 2 months before you come back to us for prayer. To say, Papa, nothing is moving. I had this money, I had this business, everything was moving well, and you begin to blame the devil. And your uncle in the village. Yet it's just poor management. You never prepared. You never learned how to manage. I was talking to somebody. Oh, it was actually yesterday. I was talking to my pastors. And imagine you were elevated to a big branch. And there, leaders are fighting you. And before you know it, you are now blaming your leaders. All my leaders don't like me. So why were you elevated? Because when you are prepared, you will know how to handle when you are under pressure. So why are you telling me? When I say we're having a leadership meeting, you are not attending. Not even writing notes. Not even praying for those teachings. Now, when they hit you, you don't know how to handle it. You have not learned. You have not been prepared how to operate under pressure. That's why so many women in families and so many parents in families, they prepare their children for the wedding, but not for marriage. You see now the problem. They prepare their children for what? And not for what? There are so many people, they are very prepared right now for wedding. But I can promise you, you are not prepared for marriage. You will remember me one day. You better prepare. There are no shortcuts. Because I'm your husband, then you should be feeling entitlement. No. Because you're a wife, then you should be feeling entitlement. No. Prepare. I'm talking to somebody right here. Give a neighbor half. I said, 2026, prepare. Otherwise, you'll be singing the same song. My life is like this. It is like that because God, He is saying, you are not yet done preparing. What I'm about to do upon you, it is too big for this mentality. When people begin to shoot you, you will not handle the pressure. When you are lifted the way you are, you will not operate under pressure. Some of us, God raised us up. When God raised Major One up, a lot of weapons were coming every direction. But I never cried. I never bent. I never cowered. I stood up and I said, I am not giving up. I am not giving up. I am moving forward in the name of Jesus. Major, sit down. Do you know where that was coming from? Because in 29, I was accused and I didn't know what to do. In 2007, I went through battles until my mind was prepared. So even now, when I face through anything, it's nothing because I am properly prepared. The Lord prepared me. I don't care. I don't.
Major.
Tell your neighbor, preparation. My friend, my biggest secret is preparation. If you can see my diary, there are scenarios I have written in them. If this can happen, this is what I can do. If this can happen, this is what I can do. If this, in case this can happen, I'm so prepared. That's why nothing finds me unprepared. Any question you ask me, I already have an answer. Power is not given to those who are not prepared. Power is not given, only taken by those who have mastered the art of preparation. Give a neighbor a high five. Say, prepare for 2026. Tell your neighbor again. Say, prepare. Say, prepare to be a millionaire. Say, prepare to be a boss.